As I grew older, I wasn't forced to go and went less regularly. In my early teenage years, there were arguments with my family, and I thought, if that is Christianity, I didn't want it. And I grew further and further away from the church. In my late teenage years, I started going out drinking and experimenting with drugs and started smoking. I joined the army thinking the discipline would sort out my drinking and drug use for me, but it didn't, as I had to do my part. But my motto became work hard, play hard, and I used this to justify my actions. The more I used, the further away from God I moved. This left a gap in my life, and I tried to fill it with pleasure, as I mistook pleasure for happiness. But pleasure is fleeting, and happiness is substance and is lasting. By December 2006, I was beaten by my addictions, and I weighed around 8.5 stone. I don't know my exact weight, as I had stopped weighing myself at around 9 stone, so I wouldn't have to face the reality of what was happening to me. I could no longer eat solid food and ate mostly ice cream, drank milk, and vitamin supplements. Jesus saved me and led me to AA in Wakanda, which is a local treatment centre. The 12 steps of AA rely on a higher power. I read lots of books on spirituality, Buddhism, Taoism, nature worship, and lots on the Greek philosophers, but there was still something missing, and I continued to search. In December, I attended some church services with Jackie and some other friends. I came to Gilgal and enjoyed the sermon and talked to some of the congregation. I continued to attend and started to read Christian literature again. I slowly came back to Jesus and took communion on the 16th of June and was baptized on the 23rd of June when the Holy Spirit was present in Gilgal. I look back on my journey and I am reminded of the footsteps, as I know Jesus carried me from my late teenage years through my 20s and early 30s and my first 6 years of recovery. Since turning my life over to Jesus, I know we can walk this journey together, and he will carry me again if I need it. Since my baptism, I have started work and needed a lot of praying by members of Gilgal for me to finally get the job. First, I had Liz to pray for the Holy Spirit to enter me, and I had a phone call the next day to say I had a job. A week later, I had a phone call to say the job was no longer available. So I came to a prayer meeting here on Tuesday night, and they prayed for me again. The next day, I had a phone call to say I had the job. As I was writing my testimony, it brought back memories. When I went on my first tour of Northern Ireland, my mother gave me a cross in your pocket, which I have carried ever since. So I hadn't totally given up on Jesus, which is why he carried me for so long. And I believe in my heart of hearts, if he hadn't, I would have died sometime in 2007. So I know I am here by God's grace, and I know I will find true happiness in service to God.
It's been lovely to watch the gentle, patient work of God in Rob's life since he started coming here last December. And the great joy that day when Rob was challenged by communion. He hadn't been taking communion because he didn't feel right with God. And that one morning we had the communion service here. And at the end, I said, if somebody feels that God is speaking to them, they want to come forward for prayer, come forward. Rob came forward and he said, I feel I should be taking communion. And what a challenge that was. I said, have you asked Jesus into your life as your Savior and Lord? He said, yes. And I said, that's all you need to do. And so then while the rest of you were singing, I served Rob communion. And that was like an important step in his faith. See, if you're not a Christian, you shouldn't take it. If you are a Christian, it's wonderful. But it's also a challenge. Now, we have an open table. Anyone is welcome to come, but you examine yourself. And if you're not yet a Christian, all you need to do is ask God to come into your life and forgive you, and you can eat this bread and drink this wine as a Christian. In one way, it's very simple to come to faith. but it's also a work of God. Don't take communion if you're not a believer. If you're not yet a believer and you want to be, talk to me. You can become one this morning. And if you are a believer, then like Rob, rejoice and receive these things. As a challenge here today, maybe to someone, just as it challenged Rob that day. And then the following week after he'd taken communion for the first time, he came forward and was baptized. Now listen, there's another challenge here. I'm milking this a little bit, aren't I? Well, we're starting baptismal classes August the 1st, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock at my house, the Manse. So if you're not yet been baptized as a believer by immersion and you want to be, come and see me at the end of the service. You can take the baptismal book home to have a little look. So out of Rob's testimony, can I just emphasize those two things? The challenge of communion. Are you right with Jesus? Can you come to this table this morning? And also the challenge of baptism. Things for you to consider in your own heart and mind. Let's pray for Rob. Father, we thank you for Rob's testimony. We thank you for the work of grace you're doing in his life by the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would bless him in his new job. Help him, Lord, to get on with people there, to do the job well, and to do it as a witness to his faith. We pray your blessing upon every area of his life, that you would guard him and guide him, protect him and provide for him as he walks with Jesus. Lord, fill him afresh with your Holy Spirit and show him how he can serve you in the church and in the world. Amen. Amen.